Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
SOS. I came running in. I said, DZ, I'm so upset. I spilled coffee everywhere, like up in the air, flip up in the air. My coffee cup flipped in the air and came back on me.
A little pirouette.
And it got all over my shirt, which wouldn't normally have been a big deal, but I am filming at 10 a.m. when we get off the air, and I spent all this time getting ready, and then I spilled coffee everywhere. So my little victory is, you said...
Though you spilled coffee, I don't think you got any on you. I'm literally looking at your shirt right now going,
I can breathe.
I can't see no stains. I think you saved yourself.
All I could think was, I spent all this time getting ready for TV, and now I'm covered in coffee. Are you kidding me right now?
The hue of the shirt...
Are you kidding?
I feel like helps. Had the shirt been any lighter, it would have been a wrap.
Thank God.
I think it would have been a
wrap. Okay, thank you.
But yeah, you good. You good. And you know I'm not going to cap to you because appearance
lie.
Is big.
I mean, you'll tell me the truth. You won't lie.
I won't lie to you. I'm good.
So
especially with appearance.
You can't see the coffee stains on this pink shirt I'm wearing. And it's okay to film. Okay,
honestly,
fantastic.
If you want a second opinion, go ahead and post a picture.
I don't need a second opinion. I trust you.
Okay,
I mean,
doc.
I could, but I don't need it. You're right. You'll tell me the truth.
Facts.
You have glasses.
And they're the updated prescription,
yeah.
So I could definitely see.
Well, and I had volleyball last night, so there's sand all over my car. So imagine the sand and coffee. It was, okay,
you know
what?
You're going to have a fun time cleaning
that
up.
Little victory was, I have a clean shirt. What is your little victory?
My little victory is, I mean, I at least remembered a water bottle.
Okay.
I didn't bring my big jug, which
But you brought the big
sucks.
Verizon. It's a Stanley. It's as big as my Stanley. Look.
It's a Verizon Stanley, and this one's cool. I don't know how yours is, but, look at mine. Take the straw out of mine.
And then you can turn it.
You could turn it, do all the different things. I could seal it off so that my coffee doesn't spill.
But then I got this one I upgraded so your coffee doesn't spill. Forget you. You know what, TZ? Who asked you? He's rubbing it in, man. All right, fine. We got the question of the day coming up next. And then we're going to do Dua Lipa tickets at 7:45 this morning.
Dang.
Oh, and Disney Descendants tickets online at 1037kissfm.com. Just online. So there you go, moms and dads.
So we're active.
Or kids. We're very active.
Quite active.
Yes. Question of the day is coming up next. Are we ready?
I mean, we ready.
Oh, I forgot what
No,
it
we good. No, listen. We listen.
Okay.
We'll play one. We good.
Let's go.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I needed a moment to compose myself.
And really check for stains.
Yeah, because DZ got me all excited, but I have to film today. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm doing more commercials with Karp and Yanku.
Big ups.
My favorite divorce attorneys on the planet, a.k.a. in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And Karp with a K. And so we're filming around 10 or so, and I got all ready this morning. I put on, my hair, my makeup.
I got dolled up.
I got the cutest shirt ever on, you guys.
It is a cute shirt.
Thank
oh my
you.
God.
I haven't worn it in 2 years. And I was excited. And then I was driving to work, and I had my Diet Coke, my water, and my coffee. This is my own fault.
All 15 of your drinks, yeah.
Even though I have enough cup holders, it's my own fault. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, like a dummy, I set the coffee on the... Right on top of the radio. What's that called right there in the front?
Your dash.
The dash. Yep. Thank you.
Your dashboard.
Thank you. See, you're not the only one who forgets English words.
I'm fluent in Allie.
Thank you, DZ. Thank you.
What you call that thing on the front by the steering wheel with the radio under it? You know what I'm talking about? Dashboard?
You do speak Allie. Thank you.
I'm fluent.
So it's on the dashboard, and the worst part is it's a brewer's like coffee mug, but
yeah, one of them travel mugs.
It has a lid, mm-hmm. but I didn't have the lid. The lid was open. So what did it do when I took off? It flew up in the air, and without even missing a beat, flipped over. Went into my Stanley, went into my Yeti, went into my clothes.
Clanked everywhere.
Went into my hair. And I pulled over on the side of the road. And she was too stunned to speak. I sat there like, what do I do?
What happened?
What do I do?
Am I okay?
Do I turn around? Do I go home and change? I don't have time to go home and change.
I don't got an extra shirt.
There's coffee in my water. Mm-hmm. There's coffee in my Diet Coke. What do I do?
So what happened?
So I look down and I see these big stains on my cute pink purple shirt and I get all upset and I'm like, oh, I'm screwed. Mm-hmm. This would happen the day that I have to look good.
Naturally.
And so I came in and DZ, you looked at my shirt and you said, let me see. Don't tell me where it is. Let me look at it.
The stain because I'll say, oh, boom, right here.
And?
I'm happy to report, I don't think you got a stain on your shirt.
Thank God.
That doesn't mean it's not going to set and dry, and as the day goes on, it's not going to cut. You feel me? Because you said it was coffee.
Yep, it's coffee.
You don't normally put creamer, sugar. You just drink straight black coffee.
I do, correct.
I think that helped.
Like a real man.
Right. I think that helped, but it might not work so well later in the day. So I think we should still maybe invest in some stain hacks, G.
Okay, yeah. Then that's the question of the day. What is your stain hack? Because don't we have one of those Tide? What are those things? Here, I need DZ language again. What are those little Tide things called in the package that you can Tide to go?
They're called Tide to go.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The pens.
So they got the Tide to go pens and they got Tide to go wipes. I still got some Tide to go wipes up in this mug. You know me and stains. I like to take care of my clothes. So when, you know, I have an extra one or two floating around, I might drop one here and there. Wait. If we got I know we used to have a pen, that might be out. If we still got some wipes, bet. If not, I might have some in my bag.
I thought we had some wipes. Okay, so what if we don't is the real question. You know what? That's the hack we need. Oh, the phones are already ringing. Mm-hmm. Hell, we could go to line one if we want to and ask, what do you guys, what's your stain hack? Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Lisa from West Dallas.
Oh, snap.
Our private PI is in the house. Look out, everybody.
Boom.
Hey, queen.
Good morning.
Yeah. Morning. I'm morning to you. I'm having a morning. Let me tell you. I got sand everywhere from volleyball last night. I got coffee all over my car. It's a hot mess right now.
We can't help with the sand, but we can help with the stains. What's your stain hack, Lisa?
Help.
Vinegar.
Ooh,
vinegar.
I have heard, yeah. I mean, you're going to smell like salt and vinegar chips the rest of the day.
I love salt and vinegar chips, by the way.
Same.
Wait, vinegar, like just literally take straight vinegar? Do I dilute it? Do I add it to something? Do I just stick it on the stain? What do I do?
As long as it's not some sensitive material, you should be good with straight vinegar.
I don't know what this material... This is not sensitive. It's like cotton.
I was going to say, that's probably a cotton
it's
blend.
It's cute, but it's cotton.
Look like about 90%, and maybe 85%.
I got it at Old Navy.
Oh, it's 85%.
Come on. It's just a cute top. Yeah, it's 95%. Are you kidding me?
Vinegar, though.
Yeah, vinegar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In a pinch.
Cheap household item.
Okay. All right.
That's kind of smart. We might even have some at work, for real.
I was going to say, we might be able to go back there and find some. Okay. All right. 414-533-1037. Thanks, Lisa. Love you.
Love you more.
Bye. Bye. I mean, I don't care mind if I smell like vinegar. I'd rather, the thing is, as long as I look good, I don't care what I smell like if I'm doing TV. It's kind of like, damn it, DZ, forget you. You know what? I can't stand you. Okay, what's your go-to? Forget you. I don't care. We're going to talk to everybody next. Forget it.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So I'm talking about how I spilled coffee up in the air, flipped around like my brewer's coffee mug. Aw.
Your coffee mug did a little pirouette, a little somersault.
With the top open, because I'm a dummy. And people are texting in things like, run your shirt on your cold water.
They meant under cold water.
Under, thank you. Teddy in Muskego said, "Marnin, I don't deal with stains. I say bad words and I move on with my day." Same.
Sounds like a Teddy thing for sure.
Well, we are asking you what your stain hacks are in case this coffee stain pops up on my shirt before I have to film a commercial later.
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh, man.
Right, it would be today.
It would be today. It's always.
It's when, always on the day that you're, yeah.
That I naturally. Got ready. Of course. Let's go to the phones. Danielle. I should have known. Danielle and Butler. This girl owns like a $2,000 vacuum. Of course she's got a cleaning hack.
It's probably got a stain remover feature.
She would. She's probably like, I have a $2,000 stain remover, actually.
I didn't give it to DZ because I knew he'd lose it, but I got it for the vacuum.
It's in my closet because I'm a custodial engineer at home.
I'll bring it to the station, girl. I'm on my way. I got to bring my bird in anyway.
Oh, I forgot Danielle is a bird.
Danielle, we know you well. Tell me you're lying.
Tell me how to get the coffee out of my shirt in case it comes up later. Please,
that's what
God.
We need you to tell us for
please,
real.
God.
What up, dog?
It's a 1-to-1 ratio, water, vinegar, and a little bit of Blue Dawn dish soap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's three things I need. It went from 1 to 3. Whoa. Just the time.
Water comes out of a faucet, and everybody has Blue Dawn dish soap.
Everybody's got Blue Dawn dish soap.
We do.
Or the really cheap orange one.
What if it's the green stuff that they buy from the Dollar Tree, but it's still...
We got Dawn.
We have Dawn?
We got Dawn and back. Or it might be palm oil.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's not Dawn.
But that stuff, it should still
same
work.
Thing. Same
that
stuff, same thing.
All right.
It works for everything, especially carpets. Just saying.
Yeah.
Especially carpets. I also keep an extra t-shirt in my car.
She says she's got an extra t-shirt, regardless you're covered.
Danielle, like a Kiss t-shirt or what?
It better be.
No, it's not a Kiss.
Oh, never mind.
A Kiss t-shirt. Girl, I need a Kiss t-shirt.
Well, but... I thought she was saying, I'll drive and give you a Kiss t-shirt, which would have been even funnier since we have a whole stack million. In the back. I would have been like, thanks, Danielle. That's so nice of you to bring me a t-shirt. Girl,
we'll set one of ours aside for you.
Yeah, I'll get you a Kiss t-shirt.
Put an extra shirt in your car.
I will.
It'll save you one day.
True.
Well,
very true.
Yeah, it will.
That ain't going to deal with the stain, but very true.
Well, I put all this garbage in my car, and then I pull it out, and then the next day is when something happens. It sits there for 3 months.
Every single time. Oh, you got a whole
bag. Yeah, whenever you need it. It's like, oh, man, I just took it out.
Well, I got to go. Allie in Milwaukee just texted in, the Dawn Power Wash Spray is great for getting stains out. Okay, thanks, guys.
I
love you. Bye. Have a
great day. I'm not going shirtless. Whoever texts, get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Goodbye.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, DZ, your advice has been pretty good.
Thank
lately.
You. So, I'd say solid. I ain't going to give it a 10. Like a 7.5.
Honestly, since you've been back in the studio after your knee surgery, I think you're doing great.
We're working up.
Okay, what is the problem today?
Someone's got a job issue.
Oh, no.
It's not what you think.
What do you mean?
Listen.
Okay.
After almost 2 months of unemployment, looking for post-graduation, I accepted a job as a web developer. Web developer. Thank you.
It's a lot, yeah.
Making $98,000 a year. It's a role with above par benefits at a local mid-sized company.
Damn.
Pretty chill environment. Except for 3 weeks later, a big bank, won't say the name, my former employer / internship offered me $115,000. 401k matching. Good insurance and a potential bonus. However, it requires learning different program languages and it prohibits stock trading in my contract, which is a significant minus for me as I'm up over $20,000 on more than one investment.
Making some money.
Eh?
Good for you.
I mean, and I don't invest. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's actually $20,000 or
well,
if like you trade it out, whatever.
Through my 401k and hope they know what they're doing.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I hope you guys know what you're doing making those stock picks.
So he's got the stock picks.
Because I don't. I got a brother-in-law. He's a lawyer on Wall Street.
Ooh,
and I'll
nice,
go
yeah.
to New York, my brother-in-law Mark, the Australian.
Yep.
Because I told you, my rich sister and her rich husband. And I go to New York and I'm like, Mark, talk to me about finances. And in 5 minutes in, I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. Never mind. Just can you help me do with my 401k?
Moving on.
Can I hand you the computer and you make the decisions?
Here, Dad.
Your dad.
So he's up significant. I'd say $20,000 is a decent amount. I don't know the stock trading world, but on more than one investment, let's just assume he's got 40 bands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Said the bank job will be more stressful though. More work, more hours. It is more money. However, I feel guilty about potentially leaving the current job that I have, which I've only been at for just over a month. Both are permanent roles. Okay. I'm seeking advice on whether I prioritize the higher paying salary despite the added stress and the restrictions, or do I keep the job I currently have, lower paying, easier,
yep,
but feels like it's limited growth.
So many people can relate to this, and you know it.
Oh, yeah.
When you find a job and it offers more.
Big bucks.
But there really is something to being happy and liking your work and being content. And then you start to get greedy.
Can you do fast math? What's 115 minus 98? You know I don't do numbers
like that. Well,
that
would be 15 plus 2, so 17. I would just, see, I go backwards. So 115, I go 15 back is 100, and then 98 is 2. So
98?
I did 15 plus 2. In my mind, I'm telling you how my mind
so
works.
So it's a $17,000
difference. $17,000
difference,
which after taxes is probably 10.
10, right.
Right. So it's a matter of, is your happiness worth that monetary difference? Mm-hmm. And do you need that money financially? Is that going to make a difference in your household?
Do you have
debt? I mean, what are your finances and what is your mental state? Because I'm going to take the job that makes me happy for 98.
Really?
I think.
Are you?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I take that back. The money hoe in me is like,
I see both, but let me tell you what I realize. I realize this person's young.
Yeah.
They're post-grad, and you got a good job.
But it costs $2,000 to live in a condo downtown,
Truth.
Good luck. So you're going to need that 98, if you want me to be honest.
The fact that you're even into trading means you're savvy. You're savvy enough to make money in other ways. Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying by, are you going to sacrifice happiness right now to make that extra money?
And is it going to be worth it extra money?
When you already have restrictions. Think about it. There's a $17,000 difference between the salary.
Yeah.
You already have more than that in one investment. Whether it's a return on tax or not, I'd assume that you still got a pretty good chunk of change coming your way if you for some reason need to cash these out.
Yeah.
I know trading is up and down and it's the waiting game and it's hold before you sell, whatever, bro. That's even more stressful in
its
own.
That's what I saw in Wolf of Wall Street, at least.
That's all I know.
So funny.
That being said, you being so young, I think I'm going with the higher paying job because of the benefits and other. You have the potential to make bonus.
Okay.
Even though you are restricted on trading, you can cash out and have that in the bank as a reserve because you can always start trading and you can always choose
it's
happiness
not
later.
Enough. Well, maybe you're right. You're saying you could. Julia texted in, keep the lower paying job. It's not worth the added stress. Not Allie in Brookfield. That was about the stains for the question of the day. My bad. Bella in Kenosha texted in, the grass is greener where you water it. Just saying.
True.
Which is a fact. If there was a bigger monetary difference, mm-hmm, I would be like, take the job that pays more. But there's not.
See, but a small, local, mid-sized company versus a giant big bank, you have the potential to, one, use those benefits to your advantage. Get all your things taken care of. Make that paper and always, always, always have that fail-safe to do what you love later in life. Right now, you've got time. Right now, you've got youth. Right now, what you're lacking is experience. And guess what? It's a lot harder to pay you less than $115K after you've already made it. Because then you go and think about it.
Always lie to people when you go in for job interviews, which is a very nice reminder. Nobody really knows what you make. And
They
can check, but you can lie.
Right.
You can say, I make this. Yeah.
But if you're legitimately making $115K and then later on you want to go do something that makes you happier, maybe they'll offer you more than the 98 to do it because you now have been paid the experience of $115,000.
Oh, Jorge in Kenosha said, work-life balance is important. I left $30K on the table to spend time with family.
They ain't got no family. This is a different situation.
Jorge, we're good. This is
that would change drastically if it was family involved. Buddy just accepted a job offer after being unemployed post graduation. They ain't got no kids, Jorge.
Okay, we're gonna take everyone's calls and texts. I see them all coming in. 414-533-1037. Anna from Milwaukee said, speaking from experience, it's best to stay at the $98K. More money is not going to be worth it.
More money, more problems, what they say?
More money, more problems, that's what they say.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today... Some of us wish we had.
I swear.
They got offered two jobs, $198K, the other one pays 115. One's a big company, one's a little company, but they think they're going to be happier with the 98K, but they're going to make more with the 115, right?
The 98K got a chill environment with a small, you know, smallish company, local. The 115K got 401K match, got better benefits, got all the thing, but it's got extra stress.
401K match makes a difference, I will say.
Depending if like they're matching 100%.
Well, our company will match 6%. That's a lot.
That's a lot. You feel me? And right now you're young. You've got the power of youth behind you. Listen, I say take the 115, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the phones and see what everybody else thinks. I'm going to start with Kelly in Sussex this morning. She's got a big girl job. Not like we all have big girl jobs, but you know what I mean.
I got a big girl job, too.
Hey, Kelly.
Good morning, fam.
Good morning. I do have a big girl job.
I'm dying to hear which way you're going with this one.
I'm going to say stay with the smaller company.
Really?
Yes. Only
you
because...
You got no loyalty to them. You've only been there a month.
Well, maybe correct, Kelly's been through this.
Your happiness and less stress is... You can't put a money amount on that.
Yeah.
And they always... They're young. They always have more room to grow. Mm-hmm. They have more room to switch jobs than if they decide to get a 401k, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But for right now, starting off, I would stay with the smaller company.
What if the smaller company gets bought up? Everything gets bought up nowadays. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, everything merges and, what if?
No, that's true. That happened to my company.
Especially with web companies, web developer roles. Like, he's clearly in the tech field to some degree.
So when it happened to your company, did you move up? Did you have growth or were you out?
I did move up.
See? So actually it made more growth. Mm-hmm.
There's potential.
Yep.
He doesn't feel that way.
It got bought out and became larger and I was able to move up in the company and make more money.
So you got to go with the smaller one, get to the top and then get bought out and then move to the top again. Right?
Yeah.
Hope to God they don't come in and cut you if you're at the top.
Because that's also a reality of the situation. It ain't always gold.
Because they bring in their people. Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay, so we're getting somewhere now. Okay, Kelly says go with the
keep the 98.
Okay, thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Logan, your boy, you went to college with him. Did you play football with Logan at Lakeland?
I did play football with
in
Logan
Chevegas.
At Lakeland. In Chevegas.
A.K.A. Sheboygan. Logan, good morning.
Good morning.
What up?
You heard the money talk, and he said, I meant.
Are we talking bread?
That's all you learned.
True. Logan, what's your advice?
So I look at it a couple different options. One, if a company is going to limit your ways of having different sources of income, I don't go with.
That's a red flag. Right? I will give you that. Imagine if the radio station was like, you can't make any money. You can't MC. You can't make money on social media. Like, we'd be like, bye.
Wait a second.
We'd be like, excuse me.
Though there are restrictions, conditions, policies, and limitations, saying there's a flat out, like, you can't do something.
Is
that's rough.
Putting you in a box. Yeah. That's a good point, Logan. Okay, what else you got?
Mm-hmm. For 115,
Stop it.
But now the second one is like, okay, you guys said he's been there roughly a month or so.
Right.
Now, depending on how he knows the owner or, you know, whoever his hiring manager is, whatever the case is, he could potentially go in and say, hey, I'm getting poached by another company.
Leverage.
They're offering this. Is there any way that you can match or increase to this amount? Right. And give yourself the potential to, you know, maybe you can get another $7,000 or half of what you could potentially get from the other company.
Get you above 100K.
Get you above 100K and you can stay with that company.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Abby in Kenosha said, I would consider insurance benefits when deciding. You should consider benefits. Benefits make a difference because that will affect what you pay out of pocket on the other side.
Kind of where I was leaning to on the front end. But Logan, you make some good points, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the only other option I was thinking of is potentially like, I'm not for like if a smaller company, like, yeah, there could be great mom and pop smaller companies, right? But if there's glass ceilings, I think that's where, especially if you're young in your career, like sometimes
you don't want those.
You as well.
No, you're right. You know what? Received. Well, received, Logan.
Honestly, y'all, I did the opposite of this right after college, right? Mm-hmm. I had a really good paying job that with amazing benefits. And we were also planning a wedding, but I wasn't happy.
Right.
I took a lesser job, lesser money. And to be completely honest with you, given the circumstance, there are some regrets where I feel like the point in life that I was in, I should have kept a higher paying job just because of the benefits, because of what it gave me. Oh. I didn't pay for a car note. I didn't pay for gas. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay for food. There was a per diem. I mean, listen, even
you
to, for today's standards.
In hindsight, you're like, man, but I would have
until
done
after
that.
The wedding, I would have at least like, stuck it out because it's
well, that's
always
a good life lesson. At least you reflected and you know what you would do differently, and that's how we learn and that's how we mature and that's how we grow up, DZ.
Because being so young, you don't really know. Have the concept of I can always do what I love later. Right now you're thinking, I gotta make it, I gotta do it, I gotta have a career, I gotta be established. No, you don't.
Simon Cowell became famous at like 35.
Later even.
Literally.
I don't even know. You're right.
It was like something, he was living in his parents' basement and he's like 30, something crazy. But anyway, yeah, seriously, I get that. But that's how you get better in life, is you make those mistakes and you got to make them on your own.
Because I don't think me, you know, having held on to the higher paying job or stayed at the higher paying job would have derailed, you know, my destiny, my career, my whatever. I don't think it would have stopped me from being here, if that makes sense. It just would have made paying for the wedding a little easier.
You would be in less debt down the road. I get
you
what you're
me?
Saying.
Right, exactly.
By the way, shout out Maria Sanchez. Full name she texted
in. Maria.
From Fountain City, Wisconsin. I love that. She said, not worth the stress. More money, more problems. That's right.
Oh, more money to Thank take you, care Maria. Of problems with. Yet in.
You guys are horrible.
Logan, we appreciate
Logan.
You, man. Peace.
All right, later.
Love, dog.
Oh, man. Oh, Saucy said DZ is wrong.
Sauce, excuse
Sounds
you.
Sounds like he can make more in trading. I think he should stay with the lower paying job, investing in their future. Saucy, much love.
This is true. I do think he could rack up. He's clearly savvy in trading and already up a couple bands on more than one. So if you know, you play in a game and you're gambling, go ahead.
This was a great suggestion. She should tell the smaller company she has another offer for $115K and see if they'll match. We didn't even talk. Did he or she say if they'd match it?
No, but that's kind of what Logan was leading to. You could leverage it into potentially negotiating a deal. You know, whether you go, hey, I've only been here about a month. This company that I used to work for, I already have a rapport for, is offering me more. Let me get a little sum. At least give me above $100K.
I will tell this story because I don't give a damn. One of my contracts here at the radio station, my contract was up. Maybe it was probably 10 years ago. And at the time, I'll tell this, my contract was up and I didn't have a new one in front of me. So I went out and I started interviewing with other radio stations in Milwaukee. I sure did.
Like you're able to do.
I sure did. Mm-hmm. And then I came back and I said, well, I don't have a contract. And that day, the boss drove to my house.
With a contract.
Drove to my house, you guys, and said, can you sign this, please, God, today? And I was like, fine, I will.
Sometimes.
But I wasn't lying and it worked. And you need to, you know, sometimes if they're going to play games, you gotta
play the game back.
Yourself.
No, you got to play the game back.
You have to take care of yourself.
I like it.
Advocate for you.
I think Logan and whoever you know texted that advice is probably the money advice. See if you can leverage it first, and if not, then you know, then flip a coin. I don't know.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, DZ. Good advice. Hold on. What do you mean you're going to be out and about?
I'm gonna be out and about.
Excuse
dog.
Me.
I've gotten approval from my doctor that I could be out and about. Dog.
Come on.
Listen, I'm trying to make sure.
Actually, I'm happy for you. But what's the story?
That I could really be active and ready to go for Neo, because you know, obviously the Wisconsin State Fair starts this week.
So excited.
So big things are happening and big moves are being made. Hi, I'm Big Moves. I'm starting to move around more.
I'm so excited that you're going to come to Neo.
With that,
being,
well, I guess we'll find out.
Fair.
I haven't gotten confirmation if I'm allowed.
Fine.
We'll see. I'm gonna be salty if I can. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know why. Allie and DZ can't go? Huh?
No, I'm bringing you. I'll sneak you in like E.T. Like I'll put a blanket over your head.
I'll put you on a bike.
I swear to God, I'll put you on a bike and I will. Dude, we'll film it.
I'll get kicked out of our own VIP booth.
Yeah, I'll ride a bike with you in the little seat in front, the little basket in front. You'll sit in the basket. I'll pedal and we'll just act like nothing's happening until security maybe stops us. Maybe they don't. We'll act like we belong there.
You know I'm down.
I'm in too, dude.
But to prepare, I've started to, you know, take on more things, more responsibilities, more activities. And I am an in-game host for the Milwaukee Bucks. And though they're not playing right now, now. They do things throughout the summer, throughout the community, and they've hit me up a couple times.
Which I learned through you that they're always active. I thought they're on breaks. No, the players are, they're practicing and whatnot. But
they're
the
in summer.
They're doing their training, but
staff
always.
Is not.
But the staff is working. Yeah,
and there's events in the summer. There's
sure.
other sporting things. So tonight I'm gonna be out in Lake Country, y'all. I'm gonna be at the Lake Country Dachshunds game.
You can't go to a Dachshunds game before me.
What's up? I'm inviting
and,
you.
Wait, is this the one in Oconomowoc?
Yeah.
I just was talking about when I went to the doctor in Oconomowoc, I forgot they have a baseball
mm-hmm.
team.
Because mm-hmm.
until I got on the freeway, and I went, oh, yeah, they have a baseball, because it's right off the freeway. So
Bonnie.
When I got on 94 from Oconomowoc,
right
I went,
there.
Wait
you see,
a
you literally,
second.
You literally see it from the highway. Right.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to be out
You're
there.
You're going without me?
Well, it's Bucks at the ballpark, bruh. Not to mention, it's also dog day, so you can bring your dogs for free. It's,
I would have, I mean, I still could.
This didn't get confirmed until last night. So it's not like I really had much, you know, leeway to be like, hey, guys, pull up. But I'm inviting you, because if you're trying to come, Allie,
okay,
Aaron needs help with the boys.
Don't read the name, but look what's on my schedule tonight. Don't read the name. Oh, shoot.
Oh, you suck. You already got plans.
Mm-hmm, I have a date.
Man.
Shoot. All right. Well, I can't, because I have a date with a guy whose name was on my calendar, but I didn't want you to read that.
I wasn't going to read that.
I cannot go. Dang it. Well, maybe I'll just, screw him.
Honestly, forget him.
I don't care about the date.
You ever been
he's
on
not
a,
listening.
You ever been on a date with him?
No.
Well, then he doesn't matter.
Then he doesn't matter. No, it's a first date. That's why I'm like, oh my gosh, I should just go to the Dachshunds game. But I want to bring the kids. They're with their dad tonight.
Oh.
See?
Well, but then, hold on. But then you have a nice
Wait,
free little
I can't.
Night.
I can't.
Why?
I got too much. You know what? Forget. I don't know why we're doing this. I'm on the air realizing there's no way in hell.
Why not?
Because Hudson is filming a commercial for his school tonight.
That's right.
And then
we're going to get haircuts later because we got too much
going.
Never
Shoot.
Mind. And I forgot about that when I was like, oh, maybe Allie will want to bring the boys.
I would totally
Aaron's
problem.
Coming with the boys because obviously I can walk. I still can't drive. So I need a ride.
Well, it's another excuse to go to another Dachshunds game. I'm sorry, Oconomowoc.
Yeah, we'll be back.
DZ will be there tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
That's really
cool.
So the Bucks are going to be at the Dachshunds. That's cool. The Bucks staff. Yeah.
The Bucks take over at the ballpark. So
Hell
the entertainment
yeah.
squad is going to be there. I'm going to be out there goofing off on a microphone probably. I'm going to try to backflip. Come watch.
You better sit down and not try to backflip. You only have one leg. Okay?
No, they know my limitations. They
so
know.
Rude. All right. Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Tell me all about the Dachshunds, and I'll go next time.
I'm excited.
Maybe I'll show up tonight. You
What's
never
up?
Know.
What's up?
You never know. Oconomowoc.
I got a ticket for you.
I got a dude.
What's up?
I get down with Oconomowoc.
You know we last minute, so if you say you on the way, we got you.
I dated a guy in Oconomowoc. I love their little downtown.
Oh, you got people out
it's
there.
It's so cute. That was years ago. It was so cute. And I'm not saying who because I don't want to out him, but he was a character on the show. But I did date a guy in Oconomowoc, so I do appreciate their little downtown and their beach.
Yeah.
They have a little beach.
Yeah, they
do. Take the kids to the beach.
Listen.
Sorry, you got too much
We've been
to
that beach
Listen
already.
To me. Never mind.
We know. We just can't go today.
Never mind. Okay.
Too much. We got too much.
Are you ready for Am I the Jerk? Because after Am I the Jerk, we have got Dua Lipa tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be exciting because she's coming to Chicago. And then we're going to tell you about a very big deal. Someone broke a world record in our own community.
This is cool.
This is really cool. And we know them.
I know them.
This is crazy. So we're going to tell you that after we give away the tickets. All right. Are we ready for Am I the Jerk?
I think so. Are you ready?
I guess so. Let's do it. Screw it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, well, well.
Well.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for being mad that her friend outdressed her on her birthday.
Oh, snap. Okay. Okay.
And fair enough. You can always send in your Am I the Jerks. You can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. A lot of people slide into our DMs and they get found eventually.
Eventually.
The Kiss DMs, our DMs, whatever.
Whatever.
This is what she says. She says, Allie and DZ, I just celebrated my 21st.
Congrats.
Happy birthday. She said, I had a big party with lots of friends. I told everyone to dress up. It was going to be a special night until we got to the bar. And my one friend walked in way too extra.
Way.
She had a bright red dress on with a big boa, even though I had already asked everyone to wear black because I was going to be wearing red. And she made me feel self-conscious about my outfit, even though I had put a lot into it.
Mm-hmm.
My other friend said she was out of line and also agreed she was extra, but I didn't want to be rude and tell her she looked fat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, or did she look good and you were trying to lie and say she looked bad?
Yeah. So I'm still mad about it, and I want to know if I'm the jerk for being mad. My friend outdressed me on my birthday, took all my shine. It's a big day to me, and it was my 21st.
21 is a big, you know, a big deal for a lot of people.
Had it not been my 21st, and had I not had colors assigned, I might not have cared that much.
I hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
Well, maybe your friend's dyslexic, right?
One time, I didn't read the invite, and I did this. But I sure as hell didn't show up with a boa and try to outshine. It was a bridal, bachelorette party.
Okay.
And everyone was supposed to wear black.
Same importance, though, because it's
I didn't read it. And I just showed up, and they're like, Allie, why are you wearing, like, bright pink or red or something? I was like,
I don't know.
So embarrassed.
Why are y'all all in black?
So embarrassed, you guys. I wanted to die. So anyway, my point is that was an accident, but it sounds like this person just likes to be the center of attention and is extra and kind of stole the shine on her birthday.
It does sound like it a little bit. Yeah, yeah. But then I also think of the fact that being outdressed is a state of mind.
Really?
In a lot of ways.
Oh, how? Because it's how you feel.
It's how you feel.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. You're so right. It's how you carry yourself. You could be in anything.
And it's your birthday. It's your time. I don't know if it was intentional. It kind of sounds that way.
Yeah.
Right? If you say, hey, everybody dressed to the nines, wear black.
Yeah.
Right? And you got the one homie that comes up in powder blue or red, whatever.
Yep.
You go, hey, you either didn't read the invite, which has happened, of course. You just know, I'm coming to support the friend. Don't really care what I wear.
Right.
Or you purposely wore the same color. I don't know if she wanted people to think it was her birthday, but that's probably what really happened.
David from the East Side, were they both single competing for the same tail? David, nobody says tail.
David does.
Tail. That's so old school, David.
Boy, out here. What a
somebody
tie.
Said to name her Ragey Ruby.
That's good. Because Ruby's also red. Y'all are smart. Oh, y'all got levels to it.
Okay, so wait, do you think she's a jerk for being mad or friend outdressed her? Because I actually think this is a little dramatic, but I also know that you are very serious about outfits and you're very serious about fits and how you feel.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're going to support her.
I want to, but again, it comes back to being outdressed is a state of mind. If you think somebody is better than you or dressed better than,
it's a
better
state
than
of
you,
mind.
It's because you think their outfit is better than yours. You think what they have is better than yours.
You know
she
what?
Didn't, I mean, whether
it's
she arrived
so
with that notion or not,
no.
You let that thought creep in.
It really is how you carry yourself because, you know, we all have good days and we all have bad days.
Yep.
And you and I, we've been doing this forever, so we go into a room, we're not shying front of people if we have to be in front of people. But one day I was out and a friend of mine said, oh, somebody I know saw you. And they said, you walked in, you were so confident. I go, I was. And I go, oh my God.
Me?
And I go, is that right? So I had that feedback. I go, well, damn, now I'm really going to carry myself that way because apparently you can walk. I didn't look good. I didn't have much on, but it was the way I walked into the room
and
owned it. And I was so proud of that moment. Mm-hmm. So I get what you're saying because it totally is. And this is just like how we get to know people and they look better or worse as you get to know them, and they could be wearing anything.
A 10 out of 10 outfit
anything.
Turns into a 5 with a sour attitude.
So true.
So as much as I want to say, yeah, girl, it's your day, you're 21, it's a big, you know, big endeavor. As we get older, we realize that what you wear doesn't matter.
No.
And you can wear what you want.
And I love how society has the one thing Kanye did do.
For the most part.
The one thing Kanye did do, the only thing, give us sweats as normal.
He also
normal.
Gave us graduation. Okay. He made good music.
He did give us one album or two albums. Okay, a few albums.
He's a great producer.
A few albums.
Anyway,
fine.
Aside from the point.
But it's hard for me to admit that now.
He changed
anyway.
Fashion.
Yes, he did. And that was a lot of, we got down to sweats. I mean, you're doing fashion shows with sweats on.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Holes in everything.
And people
were
like, yes. Yeah. Oh. And I'm like, he literally took a sweatshirt and poked a hole in
it's
it.
It's so posh.
Like, what?
Oh, I love
are
it.
Are we doing? But I'm in.
Right.
Okay.
You modify the standard, but then you set a standard. And she set a standard, and the standard wasn't met. So at the same time, you can't falter for going, hey, you kind of bogus for not listening to the dress code, girl. You didn't read. You didn't endeavor. You didn't even care enough to go, you just showed up in what your best linens were.
Well, two texts back-to-back disagree with each other. Sarah from Maguanago said, not the jerk. She did request everyone to wear black.
True.
Ugh. The one right above that says, jerk. First of all, I don't understand why people are making dress codes for a birthday party. If only this girl would realize how 20 years from now this will never even matter.
That's a fact.
She might be temporarily frustrated, but in the big picture of life, does this really matter? It shouldn't matter if she felt, go on. I can't read anymore. Sorry.
The way
they're
the
all running together.
In, yeah.
I hate her text so much. Anyway, you get the picture.
I get the picture.
So, yeah.
What do you say? What do you think? You ain't answered. You tiptoed a little bit.
It's hard for me. I'm going to say... Dang it. I'm going to say jerk because I think she needs to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I get why she was upset on her birthday.
It's your birthday.
But how can I?
You're 21st.
How can I go on the other side when I too showed up to a party and didn't read about the dress code, DZ? How can I? How
you made
can
an honest
I?
Mistake, right?
Yeah, well.
You didn't show up dressed like you were all white, ready for the wedding.
True.
This person said, everybody wear black. I'm wearing red. And the friend came up dressed in red. Why?
I don't know. I just spilled coffee on myself again. I'm so mad right
why?
Now.
Why?
I'm so mad at myself. Unbelievable. I'm having a horrible day with outfits. Speaking of, it's like it was made for this day.
Today is a bad outfit day.
Today is the bad outfit day.
This conversation just got even crazier.
I spilled coffee this morning. Again. We had a whole question of the day about it. Unbelievable. why is this happening to me? I feel like her. Why are we victims? I spilled coffee. Why?
Ruby's getting out dressed. Allie's spilling coffee, bro.
This
it's outfit central.
Unbelievable. Okay, let's go to the phones. 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's a jerk for being mad. She outdressed. Her friend outdressed her on her birthday.
Her birthday.
I can't wait to hear what everybody says next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Raging Ruby.
Such a good name. One of my favorites.
Raging Ruby wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that her friend outdressed her on her birthday.
It's tough.
She had a dress code. It was 21st. And the friend comes in with a bright red dress and a big boa and made her feel self-conscious about her outfit, even though she put a lot into it. So she's saying she told everybody to wear black. And the friend comes in with the red.
You just straight dismissed the dress code.
Yeah, she
granted,
didn't care.
It's a suggestion. Can't nobody make you do nothing.
Nothing. Let's go to the phones. Let's start with, why don't we start with Camille in Milwaukee this morning on 8. Good morning, Camille.
Good morning.
Turn the radio down a little bit. Buenos dias.
Yeah, Camille, when I first answered the phone, she's like, turn your radio down, Camille. She goes, I want to go both ways. I go, you can't go both ways Jerk. You have to pick a side.
No Midwest nights today.
It wouldn't be Am I the Jerk otherwise. So Camille, is she the jerk for being mad her friend outdressed her on her birthday?
Yes. She is a jerk.
She's a jerk.
She is a jerk, even though if you feel like a certain type of way because your friend is wearing red, that's on you, and that's a security problem. Insecurity.
I know what you meant.
Confidence.
Because I might not be the best looking person in the world, but when I go into the room, I always try to make a statement.
I got a stride. Yep. No, go ahead, Camille.
And, the friend is a jerk because if she had read that invitation, it's like Allie was an accident. Probably hers was not. So she is not a friend.
Well, then that would make her not the jerk,
so
Camille.
For
this
being
is why
mad.
Camille's trying Camille, to play both sides.
Camille's a little confused.
Are you?
No, no.
Who's the jerk?
She is a jerk because... Like I said, she's not
it's on her. She's too insecure,
she's
and it's her problem. That's what. Let me translate for you. Camille said, you get where I'm going with Camille's. Yeah, she's insecure, and that's on her, not the friend.
Even though the friend was bogus,
she's saying the birthday girl is the jerk.
Correct.
Got it. Even though you're wrong, got it. Okay.
She was explaining the Midwest night as to why the not the jerk slips in a little bit, but it still don't say jerk. Got you, Camille.
Thank you, Camille. You have a great day. Okay.
You too.
Bye. Much love.
You know what? I don't blame her. We get confused ourselves, and we host this damn show.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're like, wait, who's the jerk?
Is the jerk?
Who's the what?
Nah, she says, yes, jerk, for being mad.
Because sometimes they write in, and we get confused, you guys. I mean, it's not. Come on. Let's go to Rico in Milwaukee. Let's see what he thinks. Hi, Rico. Good morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
What up, Papa? Buenos dias.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Which way are you going? Jerk or not the jerk for basically, outdressing her on her birthday?
Not the jerk, because you can't, like you said, you can't control everybody's outfits. I mean, even though she read that whole thing about, you got to wear this, wear that, Well, I'm guilty of that because I went to the wedding not caring and wear whatever I want.
Yeah, so, I can see you doing that, Rico.
Yeah, regardless. You know, it's like if she's got an issue, here's the tissue. I mean, it's...
We're stealing that. If she's got an issue, here's a tissue?
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's your 21st birthday. Yes, it's all about you. Yes, it's all about me.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can't sit there and be mad about somebody dressing up better than you. Oh, well, maybe you should step up your game.
Okay, Rico.
Rico, rip the Band-Aid, why
now
don't you?
Now he's getting crazy. Okay, hey, chill out.
If there's an issue, here's a tissue.
Stop. Exactly. Goodbye, Rico. I am stealing that, though.
Much love. Later. Peace.
That was the quote of the week. If there's an issue, get a tissue.
That was good. You say that to the babies all the time.
Yeah, well, and I want you to get a tissue because you can cry. It's okay to cry.
It's
but
your birthday.
But get a
tissue. You can cry if you want to.
So that makes us split down the middle. Let's go to Jennifer in Brown Deer. She can be the tiebreaker. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
All right.
Good
morning. So she's upset. Her friend outdressed her on her 21st birthday and stole her shine. Mm. She's still mad about it.
She's the jerk. That's a petty thing to be upset with. It's your birthday. What matters is if you felt good, if you had fun, your people showed up for you. That's what's important, not what somebody else wore.
I hear it. Did you have a good time?
About the wrong thing.
Yeah.
If you had 20 people there and one of them showed up in the wrong color, are you worried about the one or the 19 that are rock with you for real?
Yeah.
100%. Right. Just have yourself a good time. Don't worry about what somebody else was wearing. Feel good about yourself. That's what matters.
That's easy for you to say until I send a dress code out. Nobody listened to it. Says you.
Until it's my rule.
Until it's my rule,
for my birthday party, though. I want everybody to be who they are.
Fair, fair.
Well,
nah,
she
for
doesn't.
Sure, Jennifer. Not Ruby.
Right.
That's why she said, jerk.
All right, Jennifer, have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you guys too. Love you.
Much love. Bye.
Bye. Ah, so there you go. She is
the
jerk for being upset. You got to get over it. Get it. If there's an issue, get a tissue. Mm-hmm. We got to give away these Dua Lipa tickets. I'm so excited. She's coming to Chicago on September 6th. Oh, you picked Houdini, did you?
One of my favorites.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
It just
got
a certain vibe to it.
Okay, I like Houdini. I like every...
You just like Dua Lipa.
I like all the old school, all the new school. It's all good. I could do anything. Hit it, man. 414-533-1037.
Hit it, man.
Hit it, man. You're going to go see this girl September 6th.
Wow. How do we get country?
I don't know.
It's Dua Lipa.
I'm taking caller number 33 to see Dua Lipa. 414-533-1037. I didn't even realize we were done. I'm busy bonding with the girl on the phone. Ariana's in West Dallas. Hi, Ariana. Good morning.
Good morning. Wepa.
Wepa. Wepa. Wepa. What up?
So you called for Dua Lipa tickets,
right,
correct?
Right.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, she's coming September 6th to the United Center in Chicago. It's going to be amazing, and I have good news for you. Before we get into the next thing I need to talk to you about on the air, you're going to Dua Lipa!
Yes!
Like that.
You guys are going to have so much fun. She will be there September 6th. But even more is what, you know, she said to me off the air, DZ, that I said we got to bring on the air.
I heard.
She
what's up?
She goes, I'm going to see you guys soon. I go, excuse me?
What, you just going to pull up on us? What do you mean by that?
Where are you going to see us? Where are you going
to
see us?
I'm going to see you guys at the West Dallas Farmers Market for the back to school that West Dallas School District's doing.
Woo!
So I'm super excited to see you guys.
Oh, that's where you're going to see us.
Hey. We didn't even see the big announcement has been made. Yeah. Is it August 28th? I believe it's a Thursday night. I hope I got that. It's in my calendar.
Right.
Basically, we're going to be out. The West Dallas, West Milwaukee School District has a back to school night at the West Dallas Farmers Market.
Right.
And they've invited you and I to come hang out with everybody and the families and the kids. And as soon as they asked us, we were like, yeah.
Duh.
We're in.
Back to school.
Ariana, I'm glad that you heard we're going to be there. And I'm glad you're coming to visit us because we'll see you there.
Yeah. My kids go to West Dallas, West Milwaukee, and they're super excited. Say hi, kiddos. Hi.
Hey, y'all sound so excited.
They're like, school?
They said, listen, miss me with that school nonsense. No, mama. No,
nah. But we're excited to meet you guys at the back to school bash, and I'm excited they invited us. So shout out West Dallas, West Milwaukee School District.
Let's go. Y'all got a month to prepare.
I heard there's like a lot of people at this thing. Like 2,000 people show up for your back to school night. I was like, what?
We're going
to
find out.
We're going to find out.
It's exciting.
They better not have lied to us.
I'm counting.
Me, DZ, and Ariana standing there at the West Dallas Farmers Market.
I got you
with
guys.
With the clicker. Hey, DZ's clicking.
That's 200. 200 now. 201.
I'm the worst in math. So
oh, dang it. Not worse than DZ. It's impossible.
I guarantee you not worse than me.
Okay, don't hang up, Ariana, because I have to get some more info from you, okay?
All right, thank you, guys. Bye.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. So she's got the Dua Lipa tickets, and then, yeah, I'm excited next month to be out for that because never done it before, so I was excited when we got the invite.
Big things.
Yeah.
Well, Sammy's going to school for the first time. We got a school-age kid now, so this is our first back-to-school because it's our first to school.
I cannot believe when he walks in with his little backpack
on.
Stop
talking.
He's
I'm going to
so
cry.
Cute.
Stop talking. I'm going to cry.
Oh, don't cry. Don't Stop. Cry till Sam or don't Stop. Cry till Danny goes. It's when you cry when the last one goes, not the first one.
Tears of joy.
Like, bye.
Peace.
I'm sick of doing this.
Thank God.
All right. I'm going to get some info from Ariana, and then we're going to come back and we'll tell you about the big world record that was broke in our own community.
This was huge.
This was huge. And none of us could have done this. You're out of your mind.
I think I could do it.
You could have never broken this record.
Maybe.
Ever. I was just about to tell a really crazy story, and then are you okay?
I'm good. I'm okay.
Allie never whispers, which means I'm trying to be calm for DZ. 103.7 Kiss FM. Are you okay?
Everybody just speak in a soft tone for the Ooh. Next minute, please.
DZ
you.
Said out of nowhere, my knee cracked. I go, how did the knee crack? I've never even heard a knee crack.
No, yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Well, good, because you're not going to be in pain after I tell you about the world record that got broken in our own community. You're going to be like, wow, she was in pain.
Yeah,
I was not in pain.
Listen for real, yo.
Dude, so at the Princeton Club where we go to work out in New Berlin, they have one in Madison too, but we go there and
got two in Madison.
There's an amazing. Oh, that's right. They do have two.
Across town.
Fancy.
Can't wait till they open the East- Oak Creek location. I'm trying to pump that into existence.
It's not happening, but nice try, DZ.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, East and West Side. No, Rochelle Mason.
Yeah.
She is a group exercise instructor at the Princeton Club in New Berlin. And you guys, listen to this. She broke the world record. She planked for the longest time in the world, 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 20 seconds. And let me tell you something, you guys. I was there that day.
You were
I
there?
Went and saw it. Because they were donating. If you would
plank
for a
event.
Minute, they made it an event. And all these news people were there. They had her set up on the basketball courts with all these lights. Like, it was a...
It's a big deal.
I got goosebumps. It was really cool.
They closed down the court to let her plank in peace.
Oh, she planked. And she did it for 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 20 seconds.
Crazy.
I mean, I think... I don't know how long. I could maybe do a few minutes, and I'm on the floor dead. Maybe two.
Minutes?
Maybe 2 minutes.
You've got 64 seconds out of me
before
I quit.
2 minutes, maybe. Like, planking is so hard if you're doing it correctly, because you have to hold yourself up. It's your core.
The form, the
it's
core,
so hard.
The plank actual where you're not bending your
Dude,
back. Yeah.
She had been training for months. She would go into these rooms and she would just plank on her own for hours. In order to build the stamina. And other people would come in and talk to her and visit her.
Plank
and like,
with her.
Plank with her, give her water, whatever she needed.
We knew she was about to try to break this eventually. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the reality is so many people try to break a world record. And for her to actually do it, homegrown.
And you know what? The previous record was made in March of last year. So the previous record was 4 hours, 30 minutes, 11 seconds. She did 4 hours, 30 minutes, 20 seconds.
She said, I'm just going to beat you. That's it.
So now she's waiting on the Guinness Book of World Records to officially give her, you know, her awards, you know?
To make it official?
Her flowers, I should say.
Yeah, because they gave her a plaque at the event because they had a Guinness Book of World Records officiant there to make it actual.
Oh, this was a month ago. So I think they've given it to her now. She's 53. 53. And she planked for 4 hours. What did you do today?
I remember seeing a picture of the plaque, her holding it. It looks like it's very special.
She's a beast.
It not only is it great for the club, because it's like, man, we've got somebody that's a world record holder.
Yeah.
But think of the commitment. 4 hours straight. Think about it. No pause.
She said
4 hours straight.
Oh, my God. She did it the Thursday before. So she did 4 hours the week before to see if she could do it before she went for it. She said, you get the imposter syndrome. She said, even though I had done it, you're like, I don't know if I can do it because it's so overwhelming. But So what happens when you plank for 4 hours? She said her left arm was numb. Mm. Her stomach shut down to the point where she no longer could even take small sips of an electrolyte drink from a straw.
Lord.
And then her mind started to fight, too, with thoughts of doubt creeping in. Could
Give
she
up.
Really do this?
Give
this
up.
Is from the Journal Sentinel article that they did about her. So, yeah, but she did it. 4 hours, 30 minutes, 20 seconds of planking. She broke the world record at the Princeton Club in New Berlin. You go, Rochelle Mason, 53?
I got a question.
Girl, I'm younger than you, and I could do maybe 2 minutes.
That's
maybe
my question.
Maybe 2 minutes.
How
She's
long?
Amazing.
For real, don't lie to yourself. How long do you really think you could plank for?
like for with people watching me and
I mean I think people watching you is harder.
You and I have this weird ability to push ourselves, but I couldn't do past 5 minutes. There's no way.
You think 5 minutes max?
Yeah.
I don't think I make it to 5 minutes.
I don't know if I could make it to three, but I would if you put pressure on me, I could push myself to five.
To keep proper I'm talking about
push myself, but I'll die.
The correct form
5 minutes is it.
Not wavering. You gotta stand strong. The longest I think I could do straight up is about 2 minutes.
Should we start? I mean
I can't get on the ground.
This could be my core workout today.
I can't bend my knee enough to get on the ground yet.
Oh, look at the excuses. All of a sudden, DZ can't do it. Looky there, everybody.
Oh,
how perfect.
Woe is me. Maybe next month.
Oh, how perfect for you, man. Aren't you? You know, I don't know why the phones are ringing. We could answer.
Because we asked the question.
What did we ask?
How long you think you can play for?
Long? I thought you were talking to me.
Well, I was talking to you, okay. But if they want to call, I guess.
414-533-1037. Hit it. Why not? I don't know what's with me saying hit it today. Hit it. Hello, hi, Kiss FM. This? Jinx.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rachel from Bridgeport, Atkinson.
Rachel, are you calling for Dua Lipa tickets or are you calling to talk about the world record?
I'm calling for Dua Lipa.
Yeah, you're way late on that.
Sorry, Mama.
I don't think you were listening. Maybe we gave them away already. She was on the air and everything.
15 minutes late.
This
tomorrow.
Is what we deal with all the time with winners. They call and I'm like, that was 20 minutes ago.
Tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Tomorrow, okay?
Okay, bye, okay. Rachel.
I made it awkward for you. That's what you get for not listening.
I made okay. it awkward for
anyway,
you.
Anyway, go to three now. Somebody said you should make a plank at State Fair. Make it a thing. Oh, come on.
I'm out.
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Blake.
Hi, Blake.
Morning.
Oh, don't tell me you're calling for Dua Lipa tickets because I will hang up on you and I will start planking like a lunatic right now.
Wait, no, I'll take them. I'll take them.
Get out of here. We already gave them away.
What's going on, Blake?
Not a whole lot. Just driving to work.
Okay. Were you calling about the world record?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm shocked. That's ridiculous.
How long do you think you could plank, Blake? Honestly.
Seriously.
I just turned 19, and I don't think I could do it for longer than 2 minutes.
Same. I just turned 19, too, and I don't think I could do it for more than 2 minutes. Blake, it is so hard to plank.
It
honestly.
Is.
Honestly.
It's awful. I would rather die.
Okay, Blake. All right.
I wish the mic would reach down because I would do it like while we're on the air for probably
try it.
30
why not?
Seconds.
Right, see how long you could do
while
it.
While we're on the air. I'm not afraid to try
listen,
it while we're on the
air. Listen, let me grab my phone and start this timer because, Blake, now we got a challenge going. Hold on. Take me a second to reach.
We don't need... I mean, you can start the timer. It's not going to go past 3 minutes. Let's be real. But wait, do I plank on my forearms, right?
Yeah.
Not on my... Because there's a high plank at Pilates where you're on your arms.
You got to plank on the forearms.
Okay, so I have to be on forearms.
Yep.
Butt flat.
Tell me when to start.
Go.
Boom.
Go.
The timer has started. We are at 1 second, 2 seconds.
Okay, don't tell me how long because that's going to mess up my head.
That's what I was trying to do.
You got to record this.
Listen, I'm either the timer or the recorder. And Blake, I'm talking to you currently, my guy. So I don't know. I can't do all these things.
We don't have a producer.
We need a producer. You hear Allie in the back.
Wait, I can't. If I talk too much, I get tired.
Yeah, don't talk. Don't talk. You
got
to be still.
You got this.
I got this. What we're going to do is let Allie keep planking, and then we're going to take your calls and texts next. To see how long you think you could plank for.
I want to die. Okay, I'm faking that. That was a total fake. I've had my breath back for 2 minutes. How long did I plank for, DZ?
You really want to know?
No.
It was less than a minute.
My trainer's going to kill me.
It's 57 seconds.
Sarah, I was tired. I was talking. I wasn't prepared. I was talking too much, and I wore myself out.
I think you would have gotten over a minute guaranteed had you not gassed yourself talking and continuing to be Allie.
Now I'm annoyed because I could have done better, but I just couldn't focus. Plus, I'm not in any workout clothes. We're talking about how Rochelle Mason, 53 years old, broke the world record.
Longest plank.
4 hours, you guys, she planked for. 30 minutes and 20 seconds. I couldn't even do it for a minute, and I work out.
She planked for longer than I sleep some nights. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Like,
that's crazy.
I mean,
shout out to the Princeton Club because they breed beasts out there.
Yeah, that is wild. So I made it how long?
57 seconds.
Well, and asked you anyway?
You did.
Fine.
I clocked it.
Fine.
57. You were so close.
I know. Let's go to Allison and Racine first. And then we'll go to the next clown after that at the guy on hold. Hi, Allison.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's not my day. I'm not breaking a world record, but
not
I tried.
Today.
Listen. 30 minutes is absolute insanity. Who can do that? Unhuman people.
4 hours, 30 minutes.
Not 30 minutes. Four,
oh, 4 hours.
4 hours.
That's even crazier.
4 hours, right? And 30 minutes, Allison.
So mine is 1 minute and 3 seconds is the longest I can take it for, but I will take
be careful
that
how you say that.
Right? Seeing that I couldn't do it 6 months ago, I will take the 1 minute and 3 seconds.
I forgot she's lost a ton of weight. Allison has lost like 60 pounds. So good for you, because that's progress. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about. That's motivation.
I remember like 7 years ago when I got in a car accident and I had to go to physical therapy, and the guy was like, oh, just do a plank, just like 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I could barely do three, and I thought he was the meanest man on the planet.
Oh, you thought he was being, because you and you didn't realize how and what in horrible shape you were, kind of.
Exactly.
And now
your core is so important.
Boy, yeah. Your core is everything. It's your balance. Yes. It's everything. I mean, I used to be afraid to get on ladders because of heights. I started doing Pilates and working on my core. I got on my ladder, went to the top step the other day, and I was like, this is my balance. This is my core. This is what I've been training for. I've been training to clean these gutters. This is it.
All right, Rocky. Climb the top of the steps.
I am at the...
Da-na-na.
And by the way, it's not even a big one. It's like a 5-step ladder, by the way.
It's a baby ladder.
But who asked you, okay?
I was imagining a 20-footer.
Oh, hell no. I'm not going that high.
Allison, that's...
You know what makes me laugh real quick before I go is, Allie, when you made that comment about, is my butt flat?
It's not.
I know you have your BBL, but I was born with a booty, and that is my hardest thing, is to try to suck that butt in so I can be flat.
Listen. The fellas do not need or want that, okay?
They don't need you to suck it in, okay?
Y'all can stop with all that sucking it in nonsense.
Let the tushy sit there, man. Let the tushy sit there.
Exactly.
A minute and 3 seconds.
And I should clarify, if people, I joke, but I did get a BBL. I did not get implants or anything put in my butt, for those that are curious. I had fat transferred from the side of my legs to the back of my butt. So now, when I gain weight, Allison, my tush goes out to the back, and I go,
yes!
Look at them cheeks! Look at them cakes!
I love my booty.
New meaning to alley cakes.
And it's all mine. We just moved it around. But it's really weird that they can do that. They can transfer your fat, and then your fat just grows in other places.
Crazy.
Now I get why celebrities have molded their bodies. Like, it's a lot of work, and I don't have time for that or money. Mm. But damn, I get what they're doing. Makes sense now.
It makes sense.
There you go.
I wish. Okay, thanks.
How do we get here from Plankton?
I don't know, Allison. Goodbye.
My God, day 5 tomorrow.
Wait, she said what?
Wait, what's tomorrow?
Day 5 tomorrow.
Day 5 tomorrow.
Let's get it. Day 5 tomorrow,
I thought she said
Allison.
Good luck tomorrow. I'm like, what is tomorrow?
Bye, Allison. Much
Bye,
love.
Bye, guys. Have a great day. Love you both.
Love you.
Bye.
It's not a long shot. We'd have something on our calendar that we forgot about.
100%.
It's totally doable.
I looked
with us
this morning, though. That's why I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, well, maybe we forgot. Finally, let's go to Tony in Racine, the mascot man. Lord help us.
The man, Tony. The myth, the legend, the disaster.
What do you want? What do you want?
What up, dog?
I want to talk about these important 2 minutes you guys are talking about on air real quick.
You planking for 2 minutes? Is that
Tony,
your max?
Wait.
Planking.
Plank.
Shoot. My bad.
Tony.
I misinterpret. I
Goodbye.
Just caught the radio.
Tony.
Can't stand you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. Planking.
103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Leave it to me to start a deep convo and then go, it's time to go on the radio.
103.7. Yeah.
That's how we roll. All right. So, DZ, you know I am a big proponent of therapy.
Yeah.
And mental health work and all of those things. I go to therapy. I've had the same therapist for over 10 years now. I have a psychiatrist who helps with my meds when I need them to adjust them or whatever's going on in my life. I have ADHD, I found out, as an adult. So I'm all into the therapies.
Yeah, things to keep you even keel.
Oh, and I'm all into anything new or different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
Always looking at alternative therapies. When I got my surgeries in December, and then I saw my therapist after, so I had my skin removal, my BBL, because of what it was.
I mean, that's what it was.
The backplasty. When I had that done, I also had some skin taken off my eyes, remember?
Yeah.
And so when I went in, my therapist said, well, there's this new, we're working on this new therapy that involves your eye movement and how you move your eyes. There's something to do with trauma and eye movement. It's like an eye therapy. I suck at telling this. People listening are probably going to kill me who know what I'm talking
like
about.
Like eye stimulation
something.
Therapy or
it's
something?
Like a therapy you do. You work with people. So I'm into anything. She goes, once your eyes are healed, I want to try it with you, right? So I need to try it with my therapist. But I keep seeing different therapies that they're all over the place. What have you you seen?
Well, you got me in a rabbit hole looking at the EM. It's called EMDR. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing.
It's supposed to help you reprocess things. Like, my therapist was going to work with me with some of my trauma to see if it could help. Like, you see what I mean?
Yeah, it says it's a psychotherapy technique used to help individuals process and recover from traumatic experiences and other emotional distresses.
Isn't it interesting?
Involves bilateral stimulation such as eye movements, hand tapping, audio tones.
Isn't that wild?
I feel like I've heard of this, but never actually like spoken about it. Yeah, you know, eye movement, it's a big part of the brain connection.
She thought that it would be, she's like, we should try this. I'm like, I will try anything like that, especially holistic stuff where you don't have to do anything but just walk in and try it, where somebody sits with you.
Oh, I'm all down for the holistics.
I mean, therapy is cognitive. It's cognitive. It's retraining your brain to think differently and process things. So for me, I'm all for it, dude.
I, as somebody that hasn't gone to therapy, therapy, the quote unquote routine therapy.
Well, you're not alone. I mean,
a
lot of people haven't, and a lot of people are intimidated by it too.
I have done research into alternative therapies just because I'm very cognizant of the fact that this is important, and I think everybody should have some type of therapy, whatever works for you.
Coping skill.
Right, exactly.
Whatever it is.
Right. But therapy, I do think, is important. Mm-hmm. And I went down this rabbit hole. This was a few years back. I mean, it was before I had gone to Lakeland, when I was still at the community college in Gurnee. Before Lakeland, I went to, it's called CLC, the College of Lake County. And when I was walking through the hallways, there was a board with a bunch of different bulletins, you know, in like the common area. There was a laugh therapy, right?
And what do you mean?
Exactly. What is laugh therapy?
I love to laugh.
Everybody
Laughing's
loves
my
to
jam.
Laugh. But what is that? Like, am I just going to a comedy show?
So yeah, what does that mean?
I ripped one of the phone numbers and I was like, I guess I'll call it later. So, you know, sounds interesting. I'm doing research.
Right.
I call the number and it is literally just a bunch of people laughing. I'm talking about But what happened?
I started laughing. Yes, it's like when I watch reels or TikToks and somebody else is laughing and their laugh is so funny you can't stop, and I'm giggling now and I'm like, oh, laughing's contagious.
And that's exactly the concept.
And it makes you feel good and happy.
You release all these endorphins.
Oh,
laughing
yes.
is a literal release.
I love to laugh.
So it was laugh therapy and people are on this line laughing. I'm going, this got to be a recording.
Yeah.
This is staged. This is fake. So I try to stop everyone. I'm like, hey, everybody stop talking. And sure enough, everybody stops laughing. I'm like, I got a question. What's up with laugh therapy? And they explained, sure enough, you laugh, and even though it might be fake to start, somebody's laugh will trigger you to start laughing for real.
Like, let's see, I'm already giggling because I'm thinking about it. So let's start. Okay.
Just start laughing. Oh my God.
I did that to get you to laugh. I knew it'd work. I did it.
No, you gave me laugh chills, and you know what that means, bro. Like, you laugh good, you laugh hard, you laugh healthy.
Oh,
you start crying, bro. Them tears start streaming. It's a release.
Sometimes when I'm laughing, when I'm watching, you know, videos online, my kids are like, what's going on? I'm like, just let me live. I'm having so much fun laughing right now. I'm so happy.
This is what I need, and I know it. But that ain't it. Scream therapy. You heard of scream therapy?
Okay, they did this on couples therapy on, if you watch all the Discovery shows like 90 Day Fiancé, you know what I'm talking about. They had a couples therapy for a lot of the couples. And one of the practices was scream, because it makes sense that it would be a release. And they took them out in this, like, you know, desert.
Some
and they all
area.
Had to stand around and scream and dance and do all this stuff. And it was supposed to make them feel better.
Loosen your body. Dance therapy.
Dancing is a real therapy.
Huge. We're not just talking electro shock therapy where you connect them, you know, suction cups to your dome piece.
Let's try the scream therapy. Why not? We did the laugh therapy.
Ah.
You guys can call in and do it with. Ah. Call in and do the laugh therapy with us. 414-533-1037. But in the meantime, we're going to try the scream therapy, and then because I've been researching some other alternative therapies,
you
and
have?
I've been talking to my therapist about it. I'm not ready to talk about it on the air, but it's really cool.
That's respectable.
And I will talk about it after I do it. I'm going to try some stuff, but okay, now we're going to try scream therapy.
Ah,
that was weak. No, it feels
nah,
not
I like
genuine.
Laughing was more fun.
Come on, one scream with me.
Real
I
scream?
Away,
you want me to
ready?
Real scream? I got to get away from the microphone.
I got to get away from the microphone. All right. Ready? One, two, three.
Ah!
That felt good.
Felt decent.
You want to do that again? Now let's laugh.
No, I like the laugh one better.
Where are
still.
The laughers?
I like the laugh therapy better.
414-533-1037. I want to see you as the best laugh. Brittany in Milwaukee said, the release I get from it is incredible. She's taught, what are-
The laugh therapy?
The EMDR.
Oh, she does
the
EMDR.
The eye stuff. People do the eye stuff. People are texting in, Allie, it's the EMDR. Of course, we already talked about this. They said, look into emotional polar therapy. I swear by it as it does my sister. What?
Well, if y'all got other alternative therapies, please share with the class.
Interesting.
Otherwise, I want to laugh.
Okay, sorry. Back to our laughing. You guys, they just want to listen. They don't want to laugh with us. They want to listen to the laughing.
Well, it's more fun when we all laugh together.
Wait, where's our coworkers?
Imagine 10 of us on the phone laughing at the same time.
Wait, I'm going to bring people in the studio and I'm going to not tell them what we're doing. And then we're, okay, play.
Social experiment. If you want to call and join.
3 minutes and I'm going to bring these people in here. I'm not going to tell them what's going on. Okay, we'll be right back. Hold on. They have no idea why they're in here.
We've got our participants.
And one more on the way. One more guy in the building's on the way. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. So, the reason that we called our coworkers in here, DZ,
what up?
Is because we are trying a new therapy in the building today. So, welcome to the show from the back of the building. We have lots of people that work here. Shannon and Cal. Hi, guys.
Morning.
What's going on?
Morning.
Hi.
Oh, our newest contestant.
Our newest boss, not to be confused with hard pants. Come here, Brett.
My pants are soft and jiggly.
What up, B-Dog?
When Brett started working here, people said, did hard pants get fired? I said, no, not at all. Hard pants is still here. Don't worry. I won't ever say his real name.
Way lower level than hard pants.
Okay. Softer pants.
Soft, you guys, very soft. We really need to try something with you. We're trying new therapies on the radio.
Okay? We've been talking about alternative therapies at that.
And Brett Andrews is back.
No, just wait.
Andrews, if you missed it the other day, is back in the building. We have him back on Kiss. It's a full circle 20-year moment. He used to be the night guy when I was young. And I had hair. But he's back now, and I'm happy to have you. It's good to have you back, Brett.
Good to be back.
Okay, so you guys ready for the therapy?
I'm ready.
Okay. DZ, should you tell them what it is? Explain to them the therapy that you have learned about.
I learned a few years back about this thing called laugh therapy. Mm-hmm. Don't know if y'all have ever heard of laugh therapy or what you think it might be.
Is Allie going to tickle me? Because that would be wonderful.
No physical touch involved.
Okay. No touch involved. All right. I'm not going to sexually harass you. That would be inappropriate.
Well, but we want to conduct, if you will, like an anthropological study to see if this works for real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ready, Allie?
It's called laugh therapy. And what happens is you call a number,
mm-hmm.
and somebody starts laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people start laughing until everybody's laughing.
The science.
And then everybody's happy by the time we leave the room. Are you ready?
Even if you start with a fake laugh, eventually you start to real laugh.
We'll start out, and then you guys join in one at a time. And
once
I'll
you're
point
comfortable.
To you. Brett will start first because he's the craziest, okay? And then Cal, you're the second craziest, and Shannon's probably the most normal. So Shannon will go last, okay?
In level of normalness. I love it.
Well, there's no normal in this building. Okay, DZ, do you want to start? And then I'll go. Go ahead.
Needed the laugh therapy the most, okay? Maybe
you needed it, man. You started sweating like out of nowhere. DZ just started dripping.
So that's exactly what it's meant to do. I'm guessing.
DZ started leaking.
Oh my god, my body. I'm good.
I tell you, I've been alive for 44 years. I've never seen somebody just instantly start sweating like out of nowhere. You're just leaking.
It happens all the time with us.
I also would love to know what somebody thinks, like, if they turn the radio on, like, halfway through the laugh, they must have felt like they missed the largest joke in the history.
Like, why is everybody laughing?
In the history of the world.
Well, the text is saying, OMG, I am dying now.
Everybody says, worked on me, LOL. Yes, go to the phone, by the way. We have someone that wants to join in on the phone, Amanda and Racine.
First things first.
She better start out laughing.
Didn't seeing it also helps? Like, not only hearing it, but also seeing somebody else.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, Amanda.
Amanda's just laughing off her. She's already going.
They can't hear you because they don't have headphones on, but it doesn't matter. Amanda, go. Everyone listening can hear. Go. Start laughing.
Bye, Amanda.
She's like,
why you rev up like that?
Also, I forgot to mention, at one point during Allie's laugh, she headbutted me. Because we're sharing a microphone right now, and Allie definitely headbutted me. It's okay. Between Allie headbutting me and DZ just instantaneously leaking, this was amazing.
Somebody said, can you do laugh therapy every morning? Yes.
If we get a sponsor.
We can make it.
Shannon, what you got? We need a sponsor.
Funniest joke of all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
One call, that's all.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
I mean, how much more Wisconsin can it get that I joined a sand volleyball league, DZ, by the way?
Which I'm surprised you're still playing, actually. I'm not going
to
lie to
you. I had a great time. Last night, I didn't want to leave. And they're like, we were subbing in and out. I'm like, I'm staying in.
You had
I'm
a game last in. Night?
Yeah, every Monday.
Oh.
Every Monday night is my league. Yeah, so it's a good time. But I got all the sand off my body, which was nice. But I spent the whole night, Hudson was there, you know, asking for things he came with.
Okay.
And he was like, well, can I have food? Can I have drink? You know, because at the New Berlin Ale House, so there's food, there's bowling, there's like people everywhere.
It's a whole spot.
And he's like, Mom. And I was like, whatever, dude. So he was asking me for money, which took me back to when your son asked me for money at the Milwaukee Public Museum the other day.
When we went for his birthday,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
What was that thing he was doing that he needed change?
Y'all remember those old coin crank machines that you put two quarters and a penny in and it'll mold it and melt it into some new coin?
But
you never did that?
No, but I saw it when you did it.
You never did that before?
I never did that machine. Oh. I don't even remember seeing that. I must have seen the candy as a little fat kid, and that's all I wanted. I never went for the coin. I was like, nobody wants a coin. I'm not wasting my 50 cents on a coin.
They've gone more out of style for sure.
Fair.
But yeah, it's a little crank machine that basically spits you out this melted, molded new coin, and it's a mix of the quarters and the penny. And the truth is, it's not your quarters and pennies.
I was going to say.
But it is old coins that have been molded and finessed down, basically. Mm. Basically, because what else do you do with pennies?
Right.
When was the last time you used a penny?
Well, that's the thing. Your son came up and he's like, Allie, I need a penny. And yep. I go, a what?
A what?
First he wanted a quarter, and I looked at little Sammy and I go, he's, you know, four. And I go, Sammy, I go, I got you. I go, I actually have change. I never have change, but Auntie Allie's got you. It was the only time he talked to me the whole day on his birthday because he needed money. That's what Auntie Allie's here for. You call me anytime you need money, my kid. So he needed money.
Please do.
So, you, Sammy, not your parents. You.
Oh, dang it. Hey, hit up Auntie Allie. Tell her we need some money.
Tell her you need 40 bucks.
So he asked me for a penny, and I actually had a penny, and I go, I have one penny, because I don't remember who gave me change. Why did I have change? Like, I can't even believe I had change. That's how little I use cash, but I was somewhere, and they gave me change, and I still can't remember now where I was. Not important, I guess.
Granted, I am the goofball that will still pick up loose change off of the ground if I see it, because any money that I have to work for is money that I love.
I gave it to Owen. He went to, like, Quick Trip, and he gave me the change. That's why. Because I would never have had it otherwise. I'm like, I don't know why I had change. I don't carry cash unless I'm going to get my nails done. Like, I don't even know.
You know, it's gotten to the point where the U.S. isn't even minting pennies anymore. They're not making any new pennies.
They shouldn't.
Pennies are
why
done.
DZ, you and I have argued about this. I hate change. I don't even know why we have change. I hate cash. I just want to tap on everything.
You like plastic.
The
I
stores
feel
that don't let me tap, you make me crazy. And you know who you are.
They know who they are.
So pennies. Back to pennies. Sorry, I got triggered again.
No, you good?
It's like 17 triggers in this one segment. And you know it's true. I'm like, you know what? And another thing.
You'll make me just start laughing again,
bro. Another thing. Back to pennies.
But it's true. The U.S. is no longer making any pennies. The Treasury Department is ceasing production of pennies and are basically, they're going to start appearing from circulation. So you're seeing less and less pennies already.
But are you going to be okay?
I'm going to be fine because I've got all my pennies.
I was going to say, you're the change collector over
here.
Yo,
some of these pennies are worth some money, G.
Let me open your little change purse over here, because DZ collects change. Listen.
It's not a joke.
I collect the change off the ground. And one day he goes, Allie, let's count it on the air. And I'm like, why? And he's like, cousin, you know how much money I could have? Okay, so here's my next question then. If they get rid of pennies, and I know you're not the expert on this, maybe you'll have the answer, maybe you won't. What does someone do if they pay with cash and there's a 1 to 5 cent differential? Like, what does the person giving the change do? What do you do then?
In theory.
Or do they have to change the price of everything?
In theory, eventually the prices of things will need to be rounded to be
five, right?
Basically, because that's the next monetary denomination for a coin.
Hmm.
5 cents. So eventually the penny, you're not going to see things that are 6 cents, that are five. So if you got 5 pennies, great. You could probably still use them, but they're no longer going to be in circulation. Because think about it. $2 bills used to be more in circulation. They used to be more used.
The $2 bill thing, I never understood, nor did I get why we did that. I was like, every time I got one from my grandma, I'd be like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Or just collect it.
And then I would be uncomfortable going to the store going, do you take $2 bills? And you know, it's like when you go up and you go, do you take hundreds?
They better take $2 bills. That's currency. But if eventually you're going to be having the lack, or you already are existing in the lack of need for coins, but then you've got pennies that are like the 1910 penny that has some weird marking.
Mm-hmm. What does this one say on the back?
Uh-huh. You might have just found a penny that's worth something.
What does that one say on the back?
What do you mean on the back? With his head or with the shield?
With the shield. What does that say?
It says United States of America. What are you talking about?
It does. Am I that blind?
Maybe.
Do I need new glasses? Hold on.
This is different. This is one of the newer coins. This one ain't worth
United
nothing.
United States up top?
At the very, very tippity top. The curve?
Yeah.
Yeah, United States of America.
Oh, wait, it was upside down.
Well, that don't say nothing.
It was upside down, and I'm so confused. I'm like, why? I don't see it.
What do you mean?
Where does it say United States of America? I had the whole thing upside down. Oh, throw me in the trash. Okay, never
pennies
mind.
Pennies are in theory worthless. The oldest monetary coin from the 1700s, okay. Literally.
They're stupid. No
they're offense. Out of circulation. But if you find one of them ones that is worth $100,000, you're going to be salty that you got rid of pennies.
DZ, the odds of that are not big, okay?
They're bigger now because everybody's getting rid of pennies.
Somebody said what you said on the text line. You can text or call 414-533-1037. It said, I heard everything will be rounded up to a nickel. Mm-hmm. Southside Sean texted in. We haven't heard from him in a minute.
Yeah, where you been, Sean?
He said the U.S. Mint will eventually stop making nipples.
Well, nickels. I don't think they make those now. You mix pennies and nickels.
I'm about to say nickels. He says, I'm your coin guy. Well, then where are you? Why didn't you call Sean? Rude.
He is our coin guy, isn't he? We've talked about money before with
him.
Why
is he our coin guy again?
They be collecting coins, and he knows about some of the monetary values. Bro, some of these pennies aren't worth a cent. Worth a few more dollars. And tell me, if somebody
the
says...
The pun intended on the pennies aren't worth a cent at this point.
If somebody says one of the pennies that you have is worth $100,
yeah.
Would you get rid of that penny?
No.
Exactly.
But the odds of that are so small. I mean... Let's go to the phones, because whoever wants to talk about change probably is old school, just like DZ. Hello, true. Kiss FM. Who's this? I can already hear. It's Ryan from Calabama.
How do you know?
Of course it is. The cash guy. The change guy.
You know it was me.
I should have known.
About money?
You're probably having a
heart
attack.
And you're going to get rid of coins?
I know. Are you going to be okay? Do you need therapy for this?
You talking about early therapy, man. I'm going to need months and years of laughter therapy, screen therapy, you name it. Come on. You can't get rid of the penny.
Yeah. Well, we can.
It's already happening.
And we're going to, and we will.
I know.
And I don't know if you're going to be okay, but we can have a penny party for you all. And it will be a pity penny party.
I'm
going
to start collecting them, because when I found my house.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bought my house, he had a coin collection.
Oh.
And lo and behold, he had a penny collection. Well, so I went ahead and turned that penny collection in.
I bet that's what they did in the 1800s. I mean, of course he had a coin collection.
I guarantee one of them pennies was worth way more than whatever you got up out of there, man.
What if it wasn't?
You're right.
What
one of them pennies was worth $250.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, I'm 250 times my amount.
But nice. You walked into a coin collection. Let's not act like you found a penny.
You're not like me picking them up off the ground the hard way.
Yeah, come on.
I just picked up 6 cents this morning while I'm mowing lawn. Come on now.
Get a life. 6 cents, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
Come on.
Later, dog.
I'm ahead. I'm ahead of the game.
You know what?
Heads or tails.
He's not wrong. You are ahead 6 cents. I mean, I will give you that, Ryan. When next time I need money, I know who to call. Thank God. Ryan's rolling
I'm
going to
give it up now.
No, we're good.
You ain't getting his pennies.
Please.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.